It's already Friday, March the 3rd. Can you believe how fast those days ran? This is where I really, really see that life is going really fast. And this is where I see how important it is to make the most of those days. All right, so, well, first of all, let me check on the news a little bit for every one of you out there. You know, this nasty dragon is still doing his nasty work. And we already know that Dr. Mark Rumbach, he was the specialist at Tampa General Hospital in Florida, and he says that staying 46 hours in the water, that's Nick Shirley, by the way, stay all that time in the water and manage to survive. It's just incredible. The sad reality is that in the Gulf of Mexico, 40 miles away from the coastline, him and three other men, and two NFL players, by the way, they embarked on that fishing trip, okay, on a 21-foot single-engine boat from the Seminole Bank ramp near Clearwater Pass around 6:30 a.m. this Saturday morning. And they're gone. They're gone. One of them made it. Three of them are dead. That's the sad reality of the tale of the dragon in Leo, aiming for children, aiming for famous people. And as I mentioned in my newsletters, John Travolta was touched directly. There's so many things going on with this dragon. And most importantly, and this is where I really, really want you to be strong, is to remember that the tail of the dragon is still in the second house of money of the United States. It's been plugging this great country financial resources since last December. And I can only repeat what I said so many times before. This tail of the dragon is going to be bothering us all the way to August 2009. Then slowly but surely, the tail of the dragon in Leo will be moved away from the second house of money of the United States and will be moving backwards right into the face of the United States. So if you have a copy of my book, Moon Power 2009, well, you know, the prediction is set for a full restructure of the infrastructure of the United States. And again, remember, cancer rules hotels, restaurants, food industry, it rules absolutely anything that is security and home. And we can already see the impact of this dragon foreseeing this general restructure. So I'm asking you to be patient. The sad reality is that all of your political, religious, and scientific leaders have absolutely no clue of the cosmic code and do not understand what really took place as of last December 2008. And they have no clue that the dragon will be moving out of this very peculiar house of resources of the United States next August 2009. So once the tail of the dragon goes right in the sign of Cancer into the United States, well, it might take another 2 years more or less to get things back together. But I could tell you that it's going to get a little bit more difficult before it gets better. And President Obama is doing all that he can trying to fix the situation. Again, I'm not into politics and I'm not into religion, because both topics stink and kill. And it's all about greed and power and manipulations. And a lot of people out there are so afraid that America is going to turn into a communist country or a socialist country, not realizing and understanding that There is an order well above conspiracy. There is an order well above politicians. There is an order signed by God himself through his own sign in the stars, imposing the new age of Aquarius, bringing balance and harmony and justice to the rest of the world while helping money to flow. As it stands now, this country is literally overloaded with billionaires. And all these billions of dollars are stuck somewhere somehow, either in this country or in another country. And the money is there. Now the new government maybe will not accept to have $200 or $300 or $400 or $10 billion in your bank account, because that's what creates part of the problems, because the money is not flowing anymore. It's invested somewhere else. And in order for the new system to get in gear, all of those who are in power, all of those that are into the financial aspects of the United States and the world at large have to be touched directly and be brought down, so to speak, for their wrongdoing, for their greed. And this is the order of the universal codes. And again, all the people listening to the show can only relate to me because of their education, their intelligence, or their own UCI. So if you're afraid of losing power, if you're afraid of communism taking over the United States or socialism, if you're afraid of your government, chances are you are literally messed up with the big planet to call Saturn into the sign of Scorpio, giving you a fear of losing power, a fear of losing control. And all of those people that talking head on radio and television and writers that are from every single branches of the government do not have cosmic consciousness, and they can only use their UCI or unique celestial identity, not only to comprehend the situation, but to explain it to the best of their ability through their own reality. If they had cosmic consciousness, it would be a very different story, because they would be able to get out of themselves, so to speak, and being able to rationalize with the problem as it really is, outside of fears. Well, this is what we have for now. And again, we all have to be patient and hope for the best, because the order has been passed and we all have to deal with it. Now, another thing before I go doing the reading today. You know that there is a poll which is made in practically every area of the United States. And there is one that was made about porn. You're not going to believe this. Yes, porn on the internet and porn on CDs and DVDs. Guess who is and what is the most... Let's use the word interested state in the United States, who beats every single state by nearly 75%. What state in the United States leads in buying and watching porn on the internet and in the privacy of their home in a VCR? Do you have it? Well, let me tell you. It's the Mormon town. It's Utah. That tells you how deceiving this preacher of honesty and purity, those people that are so much against sex, happens to be, like every one of us, normal when it comes to sex. And I was always said to my student, you know, God made sex in a way that it feels extraordinarily good, so that we do it all the time, or very often. In my case, that's how it works. So now you know that Utah, the Mormon state, is the most disgusting porn-oriented state in the United States. And that tells you a lot about religion itself and how deceiving, but a human, those lost religious lunatic souls really are. And this is the fact. All right. Okay, let's go to Washington. Let's talk to Kara. Kara, are you here, honey?
I'm here.
Hello, Kara.
Hello, I'm here.
Aha, did I press the wrong button?
Hello?
Kara, are you here?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
I don't hear Kara.
I'm here. I can hear you.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm glad to hear your voice, Kara. Just tell me, where are you?
Oh, Washington State.
You're in Washington State. Okay.
Yes.
What city are you from, Kara?
Woodinville.
Okay. All right. So you know the game, okay? So
yes.
Do you want the Astro Psychology mini reading, or do you want me to do the Astro Tarot?
The mini one.
Okay, the Astro Psychology report. Well, first let me look at your chart. I have your UCI right in front of me because I got my computer right here, and I'm using the software that allows me to look at your UCI. You were born in the constellation of Aquarius with your dragon's tail in the world of Aquarius. And usually this dragon's tail will lead you or will bring you to the wrong people and to the wrong groups. And many of your friends can either be the best people in the world or the worst people in the world that will be there to take away your option to build your dragon seed in Leo or to reach for the fame and for the light. So, let me ask you some questions here. Have you ever thought of writing or not?
Yes, I have.
Okay, good, because I can see through your stars that you have quite a lot of energy into the communication field. But the point is, don't be afraid about generating some material here, okay? You have gift in psychology, you have gift in interior designing, you have gift especially in writing. And the universe wants you to do something for light, for love, and for children. So what type of work do you do right now, Kara?
I'm a homeopath, herbalist, nutritionist, and energy medicine doctor.
There you go. So all of those born in February, I'm one of those. I was born in February too, like you. We all are a natural doctor. And again, remember, there is a big difference between education and intelligence. I have taught doctors that are from the highest accredited school in the United States and in the world for that matter. And trust me, I wonder how the hell, excuse my French, these people managed to become doctors. Cause they had a lot of education, but a pea brain. Do I make sense?
I understand what you're saying, yes.
And I sincerely hope none of you is listening, but if they are, that's me. I'm saying the truth. When you are with WHO in America in the world of medicine and you travel the world teaching the latest cancer reconstructive surgery, this should indicate that you're a very smart person. Indeed, no, it shows that you are very educated in your field. And this is why I had some problem in making these people aware that what they cannot see or touch doesn't mean it doesn't exist. You know what I'm saying? But
right.
It took me a week or so just to bring them back to where they belong, because their UCI, unique celestial identity, is so logical, so rational, so they become walking books. All right, so let me look at the dragon. So right now you have what you call a mutual receptions of your dragon that took place since last December all the way to next August. Your dragon said is Leo. That's where the head of the dragon is right now. The tail of the dragon is right now, excuse me. You were born with the tail in the world of Aquarius, and that's where the head is. So you have a mutual receptions of your dragon. This means that the universe wants you to reevaluate the way you face the world with some of your partners. Are you in a relationship or not?
No, I'm not.
Okay. When did you end up that relationship, if I may use those words? A year ago, 2 years ago?
1986.
1986. Well, the good news is that with the head of the dragon in Leo, you have literally all the chances in the world if you ask for it, especially if you travel, because you've got Jupiter on your dragon's head, the lord of luck, the lord of expansion, the planet who regulates all foreigners, and how lucky you are with these people. If you travel, if you put it a good use of your subconscious, there is some serious chances for you around August 2009 to get into a very interesting relationship that would lead you either business wise or emotionally wise to sign a contract. You got all that?
Okay.
Then with your moon in Libra, you have a natural aptitude, you have a need for partnerships, but you also have a very, very impatient, competitive, and a little bit self-centered personality sometimes. But that's nothing wrong, it's just the way you are, you're very competitive. Now, don't eat when you're upset, to save your stomach, okay? And remember, you're an Aquarius, your soul's purpose is to master the cosmic codes and make a good use of the secrets of the universe so that you can apply this upgraded supreme wisdom into your own practice. Do you understand that?
I do.
And make sure to also realize you have great opportunity for being published. And that's why if you discipline yourself and crystallize your thought, you could write and you could teach the world of all the blessings that God gave you in his world. All right?
Thank you. That's really good. Can I ask one question?
Go ahead.
Okay, my children. I'm trying to get my children to move closer.
Well, honey, again, if you have a copy of my book, Moon Power, I have repeatedly wrote, including in my newsletter, The Cosmic Code, that with the tail of the dragon...
I'm a VIP.
So, thank you for that. So you know already that the tail of the dragon is bringing havoc and stress and problems on this area, but you don't want to quit. That's the idea. Do not quit. Your subconscious, or the part of God inside of you, can only react to the depth of your wish. So if you wish for those kids to be close to you, okay, it will take whatever it has to take, but one of these days they're going to knock at your door, and that's what you don't want to lose. You don't want to lose track of this and put your sight and even hear them, see them in your mind, because the future is nothing else than a reincarnation of the thought. See, as a matter of fact, you're a little bit too far, but by popular demand, I'm back at the Vision Quest Metaphysical Bookstore in Scottsdale. And I'm going to be talking just about what we just discussed here. I'm going to be talking about Beyond the Secret, about my book Beyond the Secret, on April 23rd from 2 to 5. I'm going to be doing out there a free lecture called The Power of Your Subconscious. Then on April 25th from 1 to 5, I'm going to be giving the tips on how to do it. I wish you were closer, but mind you, people are not afraid to fly from New York to come to my birthday party. I don't know. It's a little bit of a long trip for you. But I can only, you know, point out that if you were present at this lecture, chances are you would definitely learn quite a lot. And if that doesn't work, well, then you have to do it by mail. But have you ever had your chart done before?
I've had a reading with you when you were in San Diego.
Oh my gosh, honey, that's 10 years ago.
I know.
I have improved drastically since then.
You seem to
regenerate. You need a new full life reading, and remind me that who you are, okay?
And okay, I will.
And then what we're going to do here, I'm going to knock down $100 for your reading.
Okay.
And let me take care of you. Let me make another 90-minute tape, and let me give you the directions, and I'll give you a little present for your birthday. Just make a note of it. I'm going to give you some dragon dates for the next couple of years. Okay?
Okay, great. Thank you very much, Dr. Turek.
You bet. Bye-bye. Bye-bye, honey.
Bye-bye.
This is what people don't realize, you know. Gosh, It's amazing that people, that was in 1991, 92, maybe 2001, 2012, I'm not sure. I've been here in Phoenix for 8 years now. So it's over 10 years that this lady, Kara, had a reading from me. But my gosh, that's a long time ago. And it's important to catch up, to really let me do my work, updated work, and help you out there. The investment can only be beneficial. And because of the state of the economy, everyone listening to this show, I let you have the full life reading for $210, knock out $100. I don't mind to do that for you. But mention to me that you heard the show, because when you call Taranya or you go to my website and order, may not have the deal through the website, so you need to call us. So if you decide to do that, write down my number. It's very simple. It's 602-265-7667. Again, 602-265-7667. All right, let's go to Matthew. Matthew, where is he? Matthew is from California. Are you here,
yes,
Matthew?
I'm here.
Ah, right, my friend.
Yeah, thank you, Dr. Ray. I tried calling you like 3 weeks ago, but right when I got a hold of you, my phone died, so it's nice to get a hold of you again.
No accident. No accident. Not that I wouldn't have done a good reading on you, but I guess this one will be better. All right, first of all, what do you want to do? What do you want to do? Do you want to do the Astro Tarot or Astro Psychology?
Whatever you suggest. I'm not too familiar with those charts.
Okay, well, let's do the Astro Psychology report.
Okay.
You were born in a constellation of Cancer, so you are completely under the jurisdiction of the Moon, okay? So
uh-huh.
What you want to do, go to my website, drcherry.com, scroll down to the book 2008 Moon Power. You can download it. It's free. And
okay.
Then read the section, The Universal Laws of the Moon. It's very, very important for you to never forget that the Moon is your regulator. She regulates your entire life. Your every single area of your life is under the jurisdiction of the Moon. So the more you know about the Moon, the more power to you, as simple as that. There is much more to it, but you learn in time. Okay, now how many times you've been married?
I've never been married.
Okay, because I see a low energy in the marriage area.
Okay. Well, it was close to being married. I was living with a girl for over 6 years, and I've been in three different relationships, living relationships.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Well, can I be honest with you?
Yes.
Oh, well, you could be either too jealous, too possessive, or too sarcastic when you get upset, especially if you drink. I'm not saying you do, you did, or you don't. I'm just telling you things because it's free.
Okay.
So you have to digest that. You're a very beautiful man, don't get me wrong. Emotional and sensitive. You'll do anything and everything for everybody, but you have a side of yourself which is pretty destructive, and that's coming from your upbringing and your own mother.
Okay.
That's very deep, you know? And I could see that like a train. So, again, it depends. Do you still have your mom or she's gone?
Oh, no, I still
have
my mom.
Okay. All right. There is some... I know you're a private guy, but I want to help you, so that's why I just throw it all out there, okay?
Okay.
Was the relationship with your mother better than with your dad, or vice versa?
Well, my dad passed away a long time ago when I was like 17 years old.
There you go. Right there. That puts a lot of stress on your mother to start with here. Because she's got to deal with subconscious destructive insecurity principle that you grew up with. But anyway, do you like to cook or not?
Yeah, I like to cook.
Okay, because you're very domestic, though. You have a lot of interesting things here. You also have quite a lot of opportunity to do very well career-wise, though. Anything to do with leadership, fire, danger, machinery, you've got even buildings. it's something that is good, but you have another side which is very artistic. What do you do in life?
I have a trucking business for the past 15 years.
Okay, that's, so you're on your dragon's head. That's what I saw, fire machinery, and then this is what I said. Yeah, you have the head of the dragon in your career, and that is wonderful. But I tell you what, let's talk about the good news here, my friend. This recession has messed you up a little bit, right? Like every one of us, correct?
Say again, please?
The recession has messed you up a little bit.
Oh, the recession, yeah. It's definitely slowed down my trucking business. I have a marketing business with health products.
I know. I can see all that. But what I'm trying to tell you, the good news is that by August 2009, the head of the dragon is moving on your seventh house of marriage. So
okay.
I wouldn't be surprised at all if you are if you find Mrs. Wright.
That'd be great. So I'm looking for it because I just came out of a breakup just 4 months ago, out of that 6-year relationship. You know, it's been a whole new thing. I'm starting over again.
Yeah, that's good.
And I'm
that's
really
good.
Starting from day like all over again.
Perfect.
Though.
You just need to understand a few things. A few things involving the moon. You need to understand your passionate nature, the way you love, and so there's so many things that you really have to digest and destroy the negative side or the insecurity inside of you. And again, if you ever order a reading, make sure to request a hypnotherapy tape so I can recarve your subconscious. The new dragon on your seventh house of marriage is going to hit you in August. So within 2 years, you should be married after that and sign some very serious contract. I see your career also flourishing pretty well because there is a restructure of the infrastructure of the United States, and that's going to get you some big business going too. For the time being, you just have to tough it out. So these are the good news, my friend. Okay?
Yeah, that sounds really good. So you see new romance coming soon, and I have that new business venture.
You need confirmation, but remember there is laws, there is energies in your chart that you don't understand that could mess you up again in your relationship. So knowledge is power, ignorance is evil, Matthew. So just get a full life reading, mention that you spoke to me, invest in me, and let me take care of you so this way this beautiful girl is not going to be messed up because of your insecurity.
Right. Aren't you coming to Los Angeles soon? I saw on your website you're coming to LA,
but I'm going to be much too busy, my friend. I would have no time to do any reading. I'm just coming in and out of the city. I've got some big, big things going on. Just going there in and out. So let's do
it.
I'd like to see you there, though.
Are you going to have, the date you're going to be in there for speaking?
Not for speaking. I don't know. We still have to work around this. But if you read my newsletters, you will know all the detail in time because this is why I'm going there to set up a big lecture. Right in front of the Kodak building in Hollywood, so this is going to be a big thing. So just stand by, my friend. But in any ways, have a reading with me when you can do it, and let me take care of you. Okay?
Yeah, because I see you're surrounded with beautiful women, and I'd like to have a little of that myself. I went to your website and follow these pictures. Like, oh my goodness, Dr. Terry, man, you got it going on with all the pretty girls around you.
Yeah, since I have Tirania, I got stopped, you know, doing what I did, having fun with all these pretty ladies out there. But Tirania beats everybody else. She's beautiful. She's smart. She's my soulmate. I'm very happy with her. She's really working hard. And I can teach you a few tricks, my friend. Just
great.
For a second.
Yeah, it'll be nice. Real nice to meet you.
All right, Matthew. You have a good day, my friend.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. You know, When it comes to love, you have to understand where your Mars is. You know, Mars, men are from Mars, women are from Venus. You heard of John Gray. Of course, many of you do not know that John Gray is a student of mine and took my course. And we never endorsed me in public. But if you know the location of your Mars in your chart, you know that depicts how you're going to show your masculinity if you're a male. And Venus represents the type of lady you would attract if you are a male. In a woman's chart, Mars depicts the type of man she wants, she's looking for, while Venus represents the type of love she's able to offer. So these are incredible trick that if you know, you can apply. And as I said, you know, knowledge is power, ignorance is evil. So if you want to find true love, maybe investing a little bit in astropsychology will be definitely very rewarding in the long run. All right, so let's go to New York. Let's talk to Ken. Are you here, my friend?
Hi.
Oh, Ken, what's your last name?
Prando.
Okay. You've called before, didn't you?
Yeah, I called, but I never got an
Astro
Tarot reading.
You want an Astro Tarot reading. Okay.
Yeah.
Problem. Okay, just give me a second. So how it works, Ken, is that I shuffle the cards, okay?
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to get my – I'm going to put them right here in front of me. And with my index, I'm going to go and touch this card. I'm going back and forth very slowly. And then when you tell me stop, my finger will stop on the card. And then that's the one I'm going to read for you. So when I tell you go, you tell me to stop. Go.
Stop.
We got it. All right. Let's see what we have here. Well, you have the card that has no number. This is called the Fool. Now, the Fool represents something that you are looking for, something that you want, but you need to be practical about it. It's like, you know, some people, for example, they want to be actors or actresses, and they have to compete with people that are extraordinarily handsome. You know, let me give you a full example. Who would pick that card? A beautiful girl comes see me, okay, and she wants to be modeling. And the next thing you know, she pulled this card, the Fool. And then I would have to be strong enough, and that's the way I work, to tell her, you know what, honey, you're a very beautiful girl, but you're about 15 pounds overweight. So you need to exercise, and you need to realize that if you're going to be in the public eye, you have to be very, very beautiful, very sexy, and at least as pretty as your competitors. So I don't know where it is, Ken, but you have to...
I know what I want, honestly. I want to become an actual psychologist someday. Like,
oh,
you.
Well, that's wonderful.
That's what I want to do. I want to do readings like you and like help you and support you.
Well, there is absolutely no impossibility, but the Fool represents there is something that is maybe above that. Maybe your what you want and what you can do may not necessarily match. Maybe you need more. Maybe you need to come to Sedona and work with us for a week. Maybe to teach you how to read people properly or fill up your information. You are missing something. That's why you have the Fool. But I'm going to cover it, okay? Are you ready? We're going to do it again because I don't want to leave you with a negative card, okay?
Right.
So we're going to do it again. And when I tell you go, you tell me to stop, and I'm going to see the energy for you, okay? Go.
All right. Stop.
All right, let's do it. Okay, you come with card number 12, which is the Hanged Man. This card shows that you're stuck. You want to go. You really want to go. You want to go and teach maybe, or you want to be that model or that actor or that singer. I don't know what you want to do, but you're stuck. Okay, so being stuck means that there is challenges ahead of you or with you right now that you have to master in order to unstuck yourself. So what you've got to do is to, you're hanging down, attached by your feet. So you need to crawl up to your feet and work really hard and untangle the knot. And then you got to come down on the ground so you will be able to run. It looks like if you need to give a very good deep look in your inner self and then realize what is it that you don't know, what is it that you need to master in order to untangle yourself and not to be a fool. That's what the readings say. Again, let me go for another card because that is your second negative card. And I'm not going to stop until you have an answer, okay? So Go.
Stop.
Got it. Okay. Oh, that's better, my friend. You come up with card number 19, which is the sun and two kids under the sun, which represent the sign of Leo. Or
that's
people
my sign.
Born. Pardon me?
That's my sign.
Well, that's beautiful then, because now we have confirmation that it might take you about 3 months to get the light and to be able to either raise yourself and teach other people. If you do the right thing within 3 months from today, because you had two negative cards and one good card, that's your timing, you should be able to aim to the light and do the right thing for yourself and for the world. Do you understand all that, Ken?
You're the greatest. Thank you.
You bet, my friend. You have a good day, Ken.
Have a nice day, Doctor. Bye.
Bye-bye, bye-bye. What a beautiful kid, you know. Very interesting kid. He seems to be very, from what I pick from him, he seems to be very eager, very, very eager to do a good job and help other people and, you know, make his own mark in the world. And, of course, from what he said, he's a student of mine that I got so many that I can't remember when. If he graduated, but it definitely stuck a little bit. But he has all that it takes to untangle himself as a Leo and get this working for him. All right, let's go to California. Let's go to Barb. Are you here, Barb? Barbara?
Yes.
Okay. Now, let's see. What type of reading do you want today, honey?
The Astro Tarot.
Astro Tarot, we're going to do that for you.
Okay.
So, again, in time and space, I can reach you. You don't have to be here with me in order for me to read you. Okay?
Right.
So, I have those cards in my hands, and my finger is kind of running over this card. When I say go, you just have to say stop. That's the rules, and my finger will stop on the card for you. Go ahead. Go.
Stop.
You're not going to believe this. You took card number 12, the Hangman. Did you hear what I said to Ken earlier?
A little bit, not all of it.
A little bit, okay. All right, now, card number 12 of the Hangman depicts that there is an area in your life where you're stuck. So answer those questions. Do you have any difficulties in your career, at home, with your kids, with your husband? Tell me.
I guess I'm stuck trying to find a business.
Ah, you go. Now, that's what it is. Okay. And I already know where you're stuck, though. But I cannot leave you hanging down like this, okay? So you need to repeat. We're going to repeat the process, okay, Bob?
Okay.
So I can see the end with you again. All right, go.
Stop.
Okay. Oh, my gosh, what a beautiful card you have. You have card number 19, which is La Tempérance in French, or the Guardian Angel. It's a beautiful girl. She has beautiful wings, and she has jars in her hand, and she's pouring water from one jar to the other one. Did you lose somebody close to you?
About a year ago.
Yeah, who was that person?
My mother.
Well, I tell you what, honey, she's right there, Guardian
okay.
Angel. That's beautiful. That's very, very beautiful. You need to do a Kabbalistic candle ritual, okay? So if you ever work with me, make sure to mention that, and I will mail it to you, okay? So that you can connect with your mother and cleanse the house. All right, let me tell you what your problem is. And again, I know you can handle it because you're a Scorpio, all right?
Right.
Okay. What you have is that you are too fussy. Too picky, too detail-oriented. You're too much of an engineer in your mind.
Uh-huh.
And then, I cannot pronounce this English word. Pronosticate? What's the word?
Oh, I know what you mean. Procrastinate.
Do not procrastinate. Because you've got fears. What if I do this? This is not going to work. Then if I do that, that's going to go against me. And then by the time you're done, you procrastinate so much, nothing is done. Do I make sense?
Oh yes.
So So that's where you want to tap on your mother guidance, on your spiritual guide. You got that little voice inside of you, Bob. That little voice has never lied to you. It will never lie to you. You know right now the tail of the dragon is in your career area. Yes? Do you read my newsletters?
Yes.
Okay. Now, for those of you who do not, just go to my website, scroll down to that little box that says sign up for the Dragon free newsletter, and then read my stuff. It's free. There's all sorts of interesting things that I talk about the dragon. So you know you have the tail of the dragon affecting your career area, and you know you have also a restructure of your home. Now, did you move yet or not?
A year and a half ago.
Well, be ready because you may be again doing something like this, okay?
Oh, okay. We have another place for sale.
Ah, okay.
But we're not using it.
Okay, just remember the state of the economy now is just awful for everybody.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And the last thing you need to do is to go downhill with all that. You do not need to get depressed, to be insecure, to be procrastinate. You cannot do that to yourself. It's a choice. As a matter of fact, I am going to be doing that lecture on the subconscious in Scottsdale, and there's so many of you out there that really, really should be present in these lectures. Because, you know, when you get depressed, you don't understand where the energy is. First of all, you're a prime target for depression, and that means doctor prescriptions, and then you end up getting depressed and hooked. Finally, through a mental institution, or you commit suicide. That's the process. So do not give a chance for evil to feed on your thought. Remember, the future is the reincarnation of your thought, and evil can only feed if you feed him with fears. Make the choice not to. And then put it in the universe that things are going to be okay, because I'm telling you, after August, things are going to move your way. Remember not to eat when you're upset, okay? Do you walk? Yeah, you're laughing. Do not eat when you're upset. Now, do you do a lot of walking or not? Do you walk?
I've been having a knee problem, so that's kind of slowed me down. But I'm feeling better, so I think I'm going to start, or at least biking.
Yeah, I was just about to mention that you got knees problem. I saw knees problem in your chart. Biking put a different stress on the kneecap or the ligament, okay? You try it, see how you feel with that. But if I were you, I would give myself a time to heal first, okay? And do some hydrotherapy, which means when you take your shower, put a lot of really hot water on that knee, is as hot as you can take, and then turn it right back to freezing cold. Do the hot and cold hydrotherapy. That's the best way to fix your ligament or your kneecap.
Okay.
You hear me?
Yes.
All right. Now, do you do any writing? Just a question.
No.
Okay. Because you do a lot of talk to yourself, put it this way.
Yeah.
You're in your own world, and that's okay. But as long as you're not going the wrong way, that's fine. But you need to socialize a little bit more, okay? You need to go out a little bit more, go by the sea, do something, okay? You where are you, in California? Where are you? I mean, where are you at?
In the desert.
Are you in the desert? Okay. I just came back from the park myself today with my dogs in Tirana. And anytime you go out, you regenerate your bloodstream, which and your chakras with prana, oxygen. It gives you a better attitude. Your body needs to go and see the sun a little bit. So I don't see you going out enough.
Okay.
You need to, connect. You need to connect a little bit more with nature. Is what I'm trying to say.
Okay.
You got all that, honey?
Yes. Great.
All right, sweetheart.
Good luck to you. Thank you very much.
You bet. Yep. Just before I was about to say you got knees problems, she went ahead of me. And that's okay, because it shows that we got a good connection here. All right, so why don't I go to Reno, Nevada, and talk to Eero? Are you here, Eero?
Yes.
Oh, okay, my friend. So, tell me, do you want the Astro Tarot or the Astro Psychology reading?
Astro Psychology.
Okay, so let me look at you here. Wow, this is a very interesting chart here. We have what you call a messengers of the gods. Answer my question. Do you like to say jokes or not?
Yeah, once in a while. I have a lot of good sense of humor, yeah.
I know, my friend. I know, trust me. You're a master in communication. I just hope you're going to use your dragon's head properly in your imagination and crystallize your thoughts. You could make movies, you can write, you got a gift with picture taking and languages, you're a philosopher, you're born a teacher, you've got so much power here. But the only thing that I see with you is a fear of success. Do you understand that?
Yes, I certainly do, and it's been with me for I don't know how many, for a long, long time.
Oh my gosh, you have the chart of a very, very famous, successful person, but the fear, this is due to your upbringing now. What type of upbringing you had? Tell me.
Well, it was basically that everything that I thought that or felt inside of me that I could do, I was put down, you know, and it's been like this through many, many years that, you know, I was kind of starting coming up and then put down again, starting coming
I
up,
see
putting
it,
down
I
again.
I see it. What, was your mom or your dad religious?
Not really, no. No, they're both there, but not really. I mean,
not
I was
really.
Very spiritual from day
yeah,
one, but I there's no religious, no. And I'm a published author, too. You.
Oh, you're a publisher, too?
Yeah, I'm a published author. I have a book out, but
good,
I also
good, do it. Because I saw this power. It's so obvious. It jumped in my face when, as soon as I put your chart in there, it jumped that you're a messenger of the gods, my friend. What happened is you're a very, very extraordinarily sensitive person.
Right.
And then, as a child, you're an Aries, so you're the baby
yes.
of the zodiac. So anything right. that is being said to you, you take it textually, so to speak. And the parents sometimes, or the people around you, including your teachers, didn't have cosmic consciousness. They didn't have an understanding on how perceptive, intuitive, sensitive, and creative Eero really is.
Right.
And you just got messed up.
Yeah.
But the beauty of all that is that you have learned a lesson in the process, and I'm just confirming it. And now you can apply your will and move on forward. Now, let me see what I detect with you also. Do you like water?
Oh, God, I've been swimming with dolphins in Hawaii for many, many years. And I'm about to go back to Hawaii again and revisit.
My friend, you are. I see a tremendous amount of water and exotic place ahead of you. Now, you answered my question already, but that was a prediction that I was going to do for you. And, you know, I'm telling you to be ready for June and July, okay? Because that's the timing that I see. Even December, that's farther down the line. Next Christmas, you may not be where you are at now. Right now, you have the tail of the dragon affecting the children world. Do you have any kids or not?
No, I don't.
Do you have any lover?
Any what?
Lover, a partner, a wife, a husband, a wife, a girlfriend.
Not a lover. Well, no, but I'm reconnecting with someone that I used to be, and I'm kind of, I don't know what's going to happen there,
okay.
And that's why I'm going to go back to Hawaii in 2-3 weeks and see what that is really all about.
Exactly, you're being practical in doing so. Indeed. So you use a lot of computers, do you?
I'm not a computer person, but I'm learning more and more.
Why do I see that? How do you feel about flying, maybe?
Flying?
Mm-hmm. Are you afraid of flying? Do you like flying?
Well, I wouldn't mind flying myself, but sometimes in airplanes, I don't kind of... I'm very aware of what's going on, so I pick up a lot of things around me.
Well, let me tell you something. You also have had past life in Germany as a pilot.
Oh, my goodness. You don't know what you just said.
Tell me.
Oh my goodness! I was a pilot in Germany in the Second World War, and I was shut down. And when the plane was shut down, I basically went into the universe, you know. And I mean, this is so amazing you saying that, because this is like, oh yeah,
well,
you're right on.
Yeah, my friend, I'm the real thing. Trust me, I can see all that.
Yeah,
it's in there. It's in there. But in this lifetime, your true mission is to teach. You're a philosopher.
Yeah.
You're a teacher. And all that happened to you since you're a child has a very specific purpose, maybe because you've got to do something to bring the light to those kids you're on the way. But I can tell you that your chart is pretty progressive, though. I see you moving. I see you rebuilding your full restructure in your career. And I see you also landing on a good relationship. That person might be much younger or much older than you, though. Just be aware of that, okay?
Okay.
Just be aware of that. And good luck to you.
Okay, and just one quick thing. So is it okay to go to Hawaii here soon and kind of find out what this is all about? Because
if you go to Hawaii, make sure to fly after the new moon, okay? Always.
You have to
buy your plane ticket after the new moon. And if you can't fly after the new moon, even better. But if you purchase your plane ticket when the moon is waxing, it doesn't matter when you fly. But it's a good idea to always try to use the moon on your side. So just put your hand on my book. Moon Power 2009 is going to help you drastically. And again, with that person, you're dealing with something or soul that can be your soulmate, or somebody that can be with you for the rest of your life. So don't be afraid to invest on a comparison chart, so I can check all the strengths and all the weaknesses that both of you have together, and then just throw it at you. Then you got to shoe on that, and then make sure not to make any mistakes, okay? And try not to be too honest. Sometimes you're too direct. People don't like your honesty. They don't like your honesty, but that's the way you are. They don't like me being too honest too. But so we are in the same boat here. All right, Eero, good luck to you, my friend.
Thank you very much.
Great. Well, that's the way it is. That's the way it is. Some people, I can read them so very easily, mostly because they are very old soul. And old soul, psychically, I can feel these people. Why don't we go to Louisiana and talk to Danielle? Are you here, Danielle?
I'm here.
All right, honey. Where are you in Louisiana?
Baton Rouge.
Baton Rouge.
Baton Rouge.
Baton Rouge. Interesting. That's Louisiana used to be French. You know that, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
and then Napoleon was smart. He knew that he could never bring the French people in the middle of the United States to fight for Louisiana. So he said, okay, give me a good chunk of money and I'm going to give you Louisiana. He literally gave it away. He was smart. A little bit of his story here.
Yeah.
All right, honey. Incidentally, I see you being particularly lucky, or at least attracted to foreigners and philosophy. You're not religious, are you?
No, more spiritual.
I want to make sure I don't say the wrong thing to you.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, it looks like if you're going to end up either marrying a foreign person, you're not married yet, are you?
No.
Okay. Are you into a relationship?
I'm in a relationship right now.
Okay.
It's relatively new. We're only about a month old, so.
Okay, good. To give you best shot. If he treats you right, hey, marry him. Okay? There's not many good boys out there. I know I was a bad one for many, many years until you meet your match. Now, you were born in the constellation of Pisces with your sun sign in Aries. You know that, yes?
Yes.
Okay. Your mental process, Danielle, is very, very sensitive. So make sure not to complain. Make sure not to talk negative to yourself. And make sure to control your imagination, because you're kind of an artist here. Okay? This mental process is very, very spiritual. It's into health, natural healing, the art, languages, communication. You're a very complete person. And that could be a little bit tricky sometimes because having so many different personalities. And you got something that is really good that I like, is that you can be very, very honest. You got a problem with stupidity too. You can see through things and through people. You're very smart. Yeah. All right, now let's see. Do you look younger than your age? How old are you?
I do. I am 20. I'll be 23 in March.
So you look what, 17, 18?
No, I wouldn't say that young, but
I'm joking.
I mean,
yeah, you have a, what I'm trying to say, honey, you have a gift of youth. You will always, the older you're going to become, you're going to be like me, so to speak. The older you're going to become, people are going to wonder, what the hell are you doing to be so healthy? But make sure to stay clear from anything that is not natural, okay? Doctor prescriptions, drinking too much, smoking, pot, stay clear from all that. Because you have a very, very intense nature. Now, do you want to know about your past life?
Sure.
Okay, well, first of all, you carry a lot of past life involving dramatic death because of religion. You were an Indian. Yeah. How do you feel with Indians or animals? Are you afraid of them? Do you have allergy to them? Do you like them? How is it? How do you...
I love animals. I'm very attracted to animals. And like you said, like foreign cultures amaze me. I'm really big into... natural medicine, everything like that.
Well, in your past life as an Indian, you have mastered the secret of nature and plants, okay? So you used to heal people with all sorts of plants, like Nostradamus used to do. But the Christian didn't like that too much, and you've been hanged. Did you have any neck problem or back problem? neck problem or back problem?
Mostly neck and, like, shoulder problems.
Yeah, good. All right. Well, yeah, you've been hanged a lot of times, and that brings all sorts of stress on the top of your body, and that probably is going to go to your back later on as you get older. Again, there is way to homeopathically heal that, and Southern Africa cannot do it on the radio, but you're said to have a pretty long life, that's for sure. You're a born a teacher, so what do you plan to do in life? Tell me, right? Be a doctor? What do you want to do? Tell me a little bit more about you.
Well, I'm going to school for environmental science. So I'm really, I feel really connected to the earth and helping the earth, and
well,
I love tropical
Indian
places and foreign places.
That's not surprising when you were when you carry a lot of past life with the Indian to respect Mother Earth, honey. So you are definitely in the right track. But I see you teaching and I see you writing later on. Okay? And when it comes to money, be careful with money, okay?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying here. That's always been a little bit of dark area in your chart. Careful what you do with that, how you think about it, how you deal with it, because you are very, very smart. But remember, money doesn't buy happiness.
Well, it
you got
seems
that?
To come to me easily, and like I seem to always have it when I need it, but I lose it quickly as well.
Well, and it is part of your fate, but you definitely will be supremely wealthy. You also have Venus in Aries in your second house of money, and that brings you magnetism, physical beauty, and artistic abilities. You also have healing power through your hands. You don't know yet, maybe.
Oh, yeah. I do Reiki.
There you go. So.
Yeah.
We're dealing with all that. It's all good. Well, let me tell you, the new dragon is going to move on your wishes area. And because you're on the cusp, it's going to also affect your career area. So, Danielle, you are definitely on for some really, really interesting time. The month that you have to be aware that are going to be progressive for you will be next May. Okay? Be a little bit aware. Pardon me?
Upcoming May or next May?
No, it's upcoming May.
Okay.
Okay. In a couple of months from today, you've got to be a little bit cautious around November. That you're not very lucky in November, okay?
Okay.
Just remember that. And the other month that you have to be aware is also July.
Okay.
So.
Well, this July, I'm traveling to Costa Rica.
Yeah, baby. Perfect. But remember, your moon in Sagittarius denotes that if you do not understand or use the universal laws of the moon in travel when you feel like, you are going to have some serious problem. Have you heard of Natalie Holloway?
No.
Have you heard of that little girl that disappeared in Aruba?
No.
You did not hear of Natalie Holloway?
No.
Well, let me tell you the story. A little girl who decided to go to Aruba, which is a little island, okay? She went there for holiday and having a good time with some friends, whatever. The next thing you know, she's dead. She was killed. She was raped and she was killed. So when I trace the story back, she touched the island for the first time after the full moon. And 3 days later, the moon was in Scorpio. And that's where she got raped and killed, because that's what the moon in Scorpio does. So either put your hand on my book, Moon Power. It's a little investment, $22, or get the hardcover from my website. And then read it, because this little investment can save you life and make the difference between you having a wonderful time in foreign land or having some serious problem out there.
Right.
See? So you listen carefully, listen to that little intuition here. I'm not about just to sell a book, honey. I make tons of money. I'm doing it because I want to help you. You're young, you're smart, you're beautiful, you have a lot to offer to the world. So you need to understand the universal code and respect God's signs. And trust me, they are not in the Bible.
Right.
All right? That's something you have to kind of cast aside a little bit, the religious stuff. And I'm glad you're more spiritual than religious.
Right.
But it's the way
right.
it is.
You actually knew my mom and my stepdad, Debbie Shawley.
Uh-huh.
And Richard Gordon.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, they came to your class.
Oh, my gosh. These are your parents?
That's my mom and my stepdad.
Oh, okay, but make sure to give them my love, okay?
I will. She's listening.
That's beautiful. And hopefully you could join us someday and I can teach you for a week, okay, honey?
That'd be awesome. Thank you.
All right, Danielle. You have a good day, honey.
You too. Bye.
Bye, love. Well, you know what? It's amazing. It's amazing sometimes when people do not know when people do not know, in the name of ignorance, the face and the tools of God, as He intended us to deal with, they pay the penalty. So, for $25, let's say $40, imagine the millions, the billions, the trillions of souls that have left this world already. They didn't have to go. Had they known about the universal law of the moon, had they known about the belt of the zodiac, Natalie Holloway, had she known about the moon and read my newsletter, or her mother or a friend said, oh my gosh, you're going to Aruba after the full moon, are you crazy or what? She will be alive today, making decision when you feel like it's pretty much like decide to ignore the red light in the street or the stop sign in the streets. The laws of man, the physical laws of man, have to be respected, learned, and used so that we live a safer life. But because you do not know about the cosmic code, because you don't have any cosmic consciousness, because you don't hear God's language, because you don't heed the sign, does not give you the right to mess up. For if you do, guess what? You will have to pay the penalty. And that's all I am here for. This is all I'm so desperately trying to do with my worldwide audience out there that read my newsletters, that listen to this radio show, constantly, literally begging you, don't be stupid. Excuse my French. Be smart. Knowledge is power. Ignorance is evil. If you mess up the cosmic code and do not hear God speaking through His creation, that would be the stars. You are on for some serious trouble. Get the book. Do something. All right, well, ladies and gentlemen, we are coming towards the end on our show. I know I got a few people online still, but I've got to take Charania some places and let the workers go back to work here. So I'm wishing every one of you a fantastic evening, and we shall see you next Wednesday. Until then, make it a beautiful life. Bye-bye.